Well, it's always nice when you come back for pre-season, because it means that a lot of the time you've spent on the phone and talking to players and agents, and that it means that hopefully it's coming to an end and you can start concentrating on what you like doing, which is obviously the training and the playing of games. So it's nice to be back.
And this year at the club, all changed. A lot of players left, a lot of new players in, and you've got them in early, so they're here with you today.
Well, there was a lot of work to be done, and there was a lot of changes, and it's meant that there's been a lot of hard work done by not just by myself, but the chairman and people at the club. But as a result of that hard work, we're able to do on our second year now with all the players that we've signed, and virtually with the squad that we're going to go with.
The players are doing a session at the minute with a ball, but will the next week or so be mainly about fitness and work without the ball?
Well, we worked without the ball yesterday, and we've done some running this morning before they're doing some ball work, but it's not like the olden days where you didn't see a ball for a week. It's a bit different to that, but you know, there's nothing wrong with doing some hard work as well, and they'll be doing that as well.
With all the new players here and so many changes and not too many faces here from last season, will you be doing anything different or special as a way of integrating the players, getting them all together?
Well, I think there's always room for any schedule and having a night out in Newcastle, I would have thought. But obviously there, again, not like the past. It's just got to be done and now and again. But I don't see anything wrong in doing that. Once the players have settled in, and we want to create a good environment for the players that they like to come training, and you need to get a good team spirit. So we will be trying to do that. But it's like any other season. It's all about what we do on the pitch, and if you get results on the pitch, it brings everything together.
A lot of lads have come from the other end of the country and other parts of the north of the country. How easy has it been to sell Gateshead to them?
Well, I think if any player thinks that a club's going to try and compete, then obviously that's an interest. I think it's a good location. I mean, obviously, you know, the North East sells itself. It's a good place to live, and I'd say it's a vibrant area to live. So I think in that respect, for a lot of the lads who are from different areas, I don't ever think they'll have a problem settling. But the main thing is on the football. They know that they're coming to a club that wants to progress, and we want to have a go this season, and therefore they're happy to do that.
And have you still got space in the squad for one or two more if certain players become available, or would you be happy at the minute with the numbers and the quality that you've got?
No, we've probably got 18 players. I think I said that we'd need 20 players, so we've probably still got room for a couple more. I think it will be. I'm close to bringing in a player tomorrow or today, which will give me a 19th player, and he'll add competition in the defence. So we're still looking at things, but once we get probably around the 20 mark, then we'll have enough, I feel, to compete.
Just want to ask you about a couple of players. Josh Gillies isn't here, his contract is up. Is that it for him, or is there any way back?
I think, you know, with Josh, he was a player that I spoke to first. We wanted to keep him at the club. We made him an offer, which he refused, and then the chairman made him another offer, which he accepted. But then, obviously, he then refused it. And, you know, you have to move on, and I've signed other players. So, at the moment, there's nothing happening with that.
But you've got Ryan Bowman here, your top scorer from last season, and there's been some speculation about his future. Do you envisage him being a Gateshead player at the beginning of the season?
I think that there's more of a chance than that Ryan will stay than he'll leave. But there was never a question that I wanted him to leave. But if a player expresses a wish to leave, then obviously I won't have people at Gateshead who don't want to play for the club. I think with Ryan, I had a chat with him the other week. He felt that it wasn't a case that he wanted to leave Gateshead. He just wanted to play at the highest level that he could. And I felt that the only way you play any higher is by what you do on the pitch. So if Ryan acquits himself well and he plays well and he attracts interest, then you never know what's going to happen. But it's like every player, you move higher by what you do on the pitch, and and you can't get away from that fact. So any player who wants to progress, it's got to be what they do and how they play for Gator.
The owner's spoken publicly about Shola Amiobi. Is there still a chance that he might come to Gator or someone of that calibre, some kind of big name?
Well, you'd have to speak to Shola on that, because obviously I don't know what his plans are. Obviously, if a player came available, at the end of the day, it's got to be about a player wanting to play for Gator. If you're not really interested and you want to play elsewhere, it's very hard to motivate somebody if that's the case. But you know, any player who's based in the northeast and they want to play for Gator, then of course we have to consider. And if they're a bigger name who's played at a higher level and they're the right people, of course that can only be good for a club like Gator. Anybody who's a professional and they've got a good influence and they can use that experience to rub off on other players is got to be a plus. So I wouldn't rule anybody out.